for the family of a young high school girl who took her own life this week. We lift them up. For the violence we see around the world, we lift it up. For the senseless tragedies, we lift them up. For the problems of oppression and isms that divide us, we lift them up. For the needs we don't know, we lift our hearts. For those who struggle and we don't see, we pray. Let us find ourselves before the Lord in prayer this morning. Let us pray. God, our Father, who art in heaven, we come before you this morning with heads bowed and hearts humbled. We bring before you the needs that we've lifted aloud and silently remember now. Father, we bring to you truly our needs, which are the cares and the concerns of humanity, the human condition, for which you have sent your Son to live among us, to die for us, and in your love be resurrected that we would have hope in him eternal. And Father, today we pray that in that hope we find forgiveness and mercy, hope in the Holy Spirit that guides us, strength and the power that comes with his gifts, and comforting us in the word, in fellowship, friendship, family. So Father, as we come this morning, we seek forgiveness for our own sins, strength to forgive others. Father, we lift up the tragedies that we see. Father, we just lift it up. The needs are great and so many around us. Right here in our own community, we often forget that there are people who are homeless, people who are barely getting by. Father, it may be of their own choosing, but who are we to judge? They may have made mistakes, but who hasn't? They may have made a wrong choice. I think we all have. So, Father, let us not sit as judge, for that's your role and your place, not ours. But help us to see in mercy the need and move us with compassion to touch it as we can. And Father, as we brought our needs before you, we continue to pray for each other. That's part of the church. But Father, we don't stop our prayers there. We pray for the church of Jesus Christ, for those who believe and trust in him as Savior and Lord. Father, we would pray this morning that the false prophets and false leaders would be revealed, the truth would be shown. Father, it seems there are so many who borderline truth through gauze of deception and half-truths. Father, burn in our heart a desire to read your word, and in your Holy Spirit, let it come alive in us. And Father, help us as the church, the body of Christ, to hold fast to your words, your teaching, your power, and your presence in our everyday life and in the life of the church. For it calls us to be in ministry to one another and with one another, and to share the good news of Jesus Christ into the world. Father, strengthen us, lead us, and guide us that we may follow you as we pray for all the churches here and around the world that are proclaiming Christ alive and resurrected. And Father, as we continue to pray, we lift up those who are in nursing homes, hospitals, maybe shut in their own homes. Father, those who look at life now and think it's coming closer, the days are drawing shorter. No longer may I measure it in years. Father, comfort them, strengthen them, bless them. Let folks gather around them and share with them. And Father, as we pray this morning, we pray indeed for our community leaders, the nation, the leaders of our country and around the world. The needs are many and they are great. And may you now hear us as we join our hearts and our voices to pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.